Hey, welcome to Gridiron Gurus. I'm Travis Lazarczyk from the Kennebec Journal Morning Sentinel, joined by my colleague Drew Bonifant. Drew, how you doing?
Doing awesome. How you doing?
Good. We've got state championships this week. So joining us are two coaches from the area, B.L. Lippert from Coney and Scott Franzoli from Madison. Gentlemen, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Let's start with the Class D game. That's the only game with a Central Maine team in the game. Drew, you saw the Winthrop Monmouth Lisbon regional final last Saturday, and you saw probably the best finish to a game since BL's team a couple weeks earlier against Lawrence.
Yeah, I didn't get to see the Coney Lawrence game. I just got this this one, and that was wild. That was as crazy an ending as I've seen because. I mean, it felt like you had all the drama and Winthrop Monmouth coming down in time and taking the lead right. With 16 seconds to go on a fourth and 12 pass. You're not even thinking about, for all the crazy finishes that you have out there, Music City Miracle and the Cal Stanford and everything, you just don't think that anything else can happen in a game like that. And then it does get the long pass down to one. Stunning. It was just a great ending to a great game.
Coaches, when you have a team like, what was kind of going through your head, BL? When you're down to Lawrence with about a minute and a half to go, and then to have it flip like that in the last play of the game.
Yeah, it's pretty dramatic for sure, because the emotions of we were ahead most of the game, and they kind of scored on a trick play to tie us up, and then they're ahead with a minute 40 to go, and the emotional roller coaster, and like you said, it makes sense if kids were like, well, it's just not our year, it's time to hang them up, and our kids didn't do it, and once we crossed midfield pretty early in that drive, for two plays we were across midfield, and I think you could almost see our kids relax. We racked a little too much because we only got it to the 20 and had to throw a bit of a Hail Mary to tie it up and then go for two. But, you just kind of, in the moment, you're so focused on calling plays and how to use your timeouts, so you don't really think about it. When you look back or you watch the film the next day, it's like, that was kind of almost a miracle that we pulled that one out. So you feel good to get away with a win.
Yeah. Scott, have you ever been on either side of a game like that?
Yeah, we actually had one back, I think it was maybe my second year, around 20, maybe, no, actually I think it was 2012, my first season. We were still in the PTCB. Mm-hmm. Went down to Morse, and it was just a downpour. Quagmire went on this drive about 60 yards and, throwing the ball remarkably. And we ended up scoring. We went up by 6 points, and we went up by seven, and 125, we kicked the ball, 25-yard line, pin them deep, we think we got it. While they run a wheel route with the Myers kid, who was their star back, 75 yards. It's almost like in the movies, with that fisheye. Sure. Can't believe it's happening. We just had a breakdown in coverage, bad angle on the ball, but they score, and they had the momentum. Actually ran a bootleg, went for two, and they beat us, 28-27. So, and that was kind of one of those games that might have kept us in the playoffs. So, when a team does that, it's about execution. They got it done, and I feel kind of like Coach just said, we maybe relaxed a little bit, and it's kind of that prevent defense type thing. Best defense you win with is the defense you run every day. So second guess it all you want. Sometimes teams just make the plays, big games like that.
Yeah, you got to remember they're still teenagers and they're going to get excited.
Yeah, exactly.
Their heads like, oh my God, we just won this game and there's still plenty of time left.
Yeah, we'll just wait till Monday and we'll break it down in film.
Right.
That's what we say.
Yeah. Drew, you also saw MCI have pretty much no problem at all with Dexter in their regional final.
That was pretty much the polar opposite of right. the Winthrop and the Lisbon game. I mean, MCI just controlled it from start to finish. It was they punt on the first possession, then they just marched down, drive after drive after drive after drive. Suspense was over by halftime. They looked good. I mean, Dexter couldn't run the ball on them, couldn't throw the ball on them, and then they just couldn't handle whether it was Bucher running wild from the quarterback spot or whether it was their stable running backs who were doing all the damage. MCI looks really good. It's gonna be a great finish. I can't wait to see this game between MCI and Lisbon. It's just gonna be. It's going to go down to the wire, I think.
Yeah. Coach Franzoli, your team had a kind of an exhibition round robin at MCI right at the beginning of the season. Did you play them that day and have any takeaways from their season that
yeah,
you've seen
did.
Them as
we,
they play?
Sure. We 2 years in a row now, we've done what he calls his kind of football, Coach Bertrand with the football jamboree. It's a great day of football. 2 years in a row, we basically play everybody, Stearns, Bapst, and we finish with them, and they're without a doubt always the toughest matchup. And the thing about them is, Coach Bertrand does such a great job. Drew just said about their stable of running backs, and they're kind of a system team. They always seem to they don't rebuild, they reload, and they're so good in everything they do. The biggest thing I noticed about them is they're big, physical. They run at tempo at times. With those big formations, they just the kids do a great job of being efficient in that program. They are they're they're a good team. They're top to bottom. I feel they're just kind of stacked everywhere you look, really.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that this is a program that just 4 years ago was 0-8. They've really turned that thing around and have become, you know, the perennial powerhouse in the LTC right now.
I remember Bertrand, Coach Bertrand, saying when we had him on here, was it last week?
Yes.
You know, okay, we beat Dexter during the regular season. We're not going to take, you know, we never take anybody lightly. We always go into that to the same approach. It really shows in how they go. There's no sluggishness. There's no kind of feeling their way through a game, trying to get the players to kind of wake up. They get going right from the start, and it's impressive to see.
Yeah. Some of the talk this week, particularly at the Class D level, has been kind of comparing the two conferences. Well, you know, some people are saying, well, Lisbon is the favorite because they play a tougher schedule. You know, MCI might be a good team in a weaker league. As coaches who, you know, play crossover sometimes, do you put any stock into that kind of thing?
I mean, yeah, I mean, they're saying the same thing about Brunswick, I think. They're saying there aren't very many good teams in B North, and B right. South is much deeper, and so they've faced tougher tests all year long. And I guess we'll have to wait to see how it plays out, and in that case, tomorrow night. And, you know, it's hard. Sometimes you read, you know, stuff about, well, in the preseason, they scrimmaged them, and they scored four, and the others came. Well, you know, at that point in the season, you know, you never know what's going into those games in
right.
terms of...
Teams are working on different
working
things.
On stuff, or an injury, or kids in L, you know. So it's hard to take too much from that. I think once you get to your own league play, it might matter, but to compare... crossovers this late in the season, I think, you know, it's kind of futile. You got to wait to see how it plays out. And, you know, sometimes it works out where, yeah, we were right. You know, Brunswick didn't face any competition all year, but I have a sneaking suspicion they're going to play all right tomorrow night.
Are we sure? Same kind of thing happened in Class C, Coach?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of, it's your typical message board type stuff.
Sure.
You know, I mean, people want to talk about it. They want to compare it. It gives everyone something to, you know, to discuss. I think maybe similar to what Coach just said, this time of year, all bets are off. You know, I mean, some teams are gaining momentum. I remember being here a few weeks ago talking about Lawrence being that team heading into the playoffs.
Right.
So you just never know. You know, so you can put it on paper and say maybe this conference, that conference. You know, if the teams get there, bottom line is they're a talented team. So now, you know, it's just a matter of showing up and getting it done. I think sometimes maybe that might be a little bit of a just our typical BS, if you
sure.
lack of a better term, you know.
Okay, let's look at the other three state games that are going to be played this weekend. Start with Class B, which is going to be on Friday night at the University of Maine in Orono. We have Brunswick and Kennebunk. Coach Lippert, you guys have played Brunswick a lot in the recent years. You know, kind of break them down. And you saw Kennebunk when you guys won the state game in 2013.
Yeah, Kennebunk, you know, I haven't seen much from this year. I know they've got some athletes. They've got a young sophomore quarterback who's a coach's kid. And I know with Coach Rafferty, they're going to be very fundamental defensively. That's what stuck out when we played them, is we just never got them out of position. We never really tricked
sure.
them. So, like, they just are really fundamentally sound defensively. And that year, their offense got a lot of attention, but I was, you know, we were really impressed with them defensively. And the same sort of seems true from what I've read and what I've heard. And Brunswick is just Brunswick. I mean, they are massive up front. They've got, you know, really talented, stable running backs. And I know Devereaux's got a little bit of a bum ankle, but Hunter Garrett, you know, if he gets a crease, he's gone. I mean, there's nobody that catches him. He's a, you know, state track kid. And, you know, they, you know, maybe they force him to throw the ball a little bit. You know, the Jensen kid can do that. He's got some great targets, certainly. You know, Corbin Teal and then Jackson Gordon can go get it at 6'5". They just haven't had to use that very much this year when you're, you know, trouncing people. So it'll be interesting to see. Last week they got a test clearly from Brewer,
sure.
who played really well. So maybe that's one of those games where you survive in advance, and this week they're a little more focused perhaps. But, you know, the state championship game up at Orono, you know, Kennebunk's been there. Those kids would have been freshmen. So it'll be interesting to see. We're going to go up. You know, some of our staff's going to go up and watch it. And, you know, we're cheering for Brunswick. You know, we want Coach Cooper, their staff is done an outstanding job. They've been there. You know, they've had bad luck last year with Will Bessie getting hurt in the Eastern Maine final. So, you know, we hope they can pull it out. They do a nice job, and they're just so talented that, you know, I don't know enough about Kennebunk to analyze them, but I know they got their work cut out for them to slow down Brunswick.
Well, I mean, it's, you mentioned the running back depth that Brunswick has with Devereaux, with Garrett. Kennebunk, I was just looking at their last game. They got pretty much the same thing going. Littlefield ran for 121 yards in that final against Biddeford. Pat Saunders ran for 176. Tripp Bush, the quarterback, ran for 137. So that's a lot of people who are good good ball carriers.
Yeah, and it's a triple option attack too. I'm assuming this was the same thing when they played us. And you don't see that. We don't see that in B North. We see a little bit of option, but you know, speed option. So that takes a little bit of eye discipline. And so you know they're working on it this week, and it remains to be seen if Brunswick can do that. But they're really athletic and fast on defense. So even if they make one misstep, they're athletic enough, and they're huge up front defensively. Sullivan Boyd is a man child on the inside. He looks like he's about 35. And so they've got the team to slow down that attack. But you're right, Kennebunk has put up some numbers in a B-South division that's seemingly pretty top-heavy with some really quality teams there. So I think it'll be an interesting game tomorrow night.
Looking at the Class C championship game, it's going to be the middle game in Portland on Saturday. Coach Franzosi, we were talking about this earlier, Mount Desert Island team, which is kind of tough to defend. You wouldn't think so, just the way it looks simple, but that T offense really it presents some challenges.
Absolutely. It's I don't know if simple is the word I would use, but I get what you're saying. Yeah. We talk about this. We've actually created or developed quite a rivalry with these guys 4 years in a row, and I think the last 2 years it's been a total of 3 points.
Right.
And 2 MDI wins. So they run 3 or 4 plays. The thing is, they're so good at what they do. It's very it's like the double wing. T's very similar, but with the cross dive, with the counter action, with the waggle, and and they've shown losing a kid like Croy Albee, one of the best fullbacks in the conference, out for the season now. Unfortunately, Graham Good, a senior tight end, steps in. Doesn't seem like they've missed a beat. They've got weapons there. Colby Lee, I feel, is one of the more dynamic backs in C that can run inside, outside, make big plays. They're efficient. Something I don't think they talk a lot about with MDI is the defensive side.
Right.
They are as good, I feel. I believe Coach Arnold is their assistant there is a big reason behind it. Is they're very good at game planning. They're very good at scheming. When Winslow came at us with 30 sack, I feel they got that from MDI. That was the scheme they used against us to take away some of our GT stuff. They're just solid on both sides of the ball. I made that comment jokingly about magic. They get it done. And when we're up 19-6, for example, never skipped a beat, shut us out second half. They do good things on both sides. That T offense is tough. I think they're just as tough on the other side.
Yeah, and we imagine their game plan will be a lot like against Winslow last week. Just keep a high-powered offense off the field by grinding out drives. In the second half last week against Winslow, MDI had 1 5-minute drive. Well, they didn't score on that one, but it keeps Winslow from having that quick strike ability that they have. Then their game-winning drive was over 8 minutes. Winslow had the ball for 1:13 in the whole third quarter, and it's tough to win when you're just on your heels the entire afternoon.
That definitely helps. As good as their defense is, when you have an offense that can control the ball that way and keep other good offenses, I know they did it to us. It sounds like they, from what I saw with the stats and haven't seen a lot of the game, did the same thing to Winslow, like you said. That offense can kind of be their best defense at times. It's a tough offense to defend. They will grind out 8, 9, 12. Their games we've played, they've eaten up an entire quarter. And with a team like us who plays fast and plays wide open, that's really the way to beat a team like us, for example. So
yeah, you get frustrated, you make mistakes.
Absolutely. And that sounds a lot like our game. You must have seen the highlights.
Class A game, the morning game, as it usually is with a couple of Portland area teams, Bonnie Eagle versus Portland. Looks like Kevin Cooper just is keeps it going at Bonnie Eagle.
Wake up, roll out of bed, make it to another state championship game. Yeah. Must be nice. Sure. I watched them play online, and it looks like a college team. They're big, they're athletic, the way they just appear on the field, the way they line up for the national anthem, everything looks so classy, and that's a credit to Coach Cooper. And that offense, is tough to defend. They can attack you in every gap. They've got trap in the inside, quarterback counter, and they just really spread you out. And he does a good job of finding maybe the weakness in whatever defense you've designed against him. Might take a series or two, but once he gets it figured out, he sort of keeps pounding at it. And in Portland, I've watched a lot of their games online. I know Jason McLeod's calling the plays for him down there, former Wyndham assistant, head coach with the Lobster Bowl. And they've got a lot of athletes. They lost a really good player early in the season, the Archambault kid, and they haven't really missed a beat. The quarterback's playing really well. They've got some great athletes to throw to. They run the ball, and defensively, I think, who won the 50 there in 82? Rutherford. I think he's the defensive coordinator.
Sure.
So, they are a well-coached team.
You can just pluck the winner of the Fitzpatrick Trophy from 35 years ago on your head.
I have a weird memory, but that's what we do. He was a baseball coach when I played.
Yes, I know.
I went against him a lot of times. So he's a great coach. So, there's two really well-coached teams, and it's going to be the premier game of the day, 11 a.m., and should be a nice day. So I'm sure it'll be pretty crowded down there at Fitzy.
You guys watch both games, at least on TV?
Oh, absolutely. I'm hoping to be there. If not, then we'll be right there. You know, if there's football left to be watched. You know, we'd rather be playing it, I'm sure. But, obviously. Yeah, we'll be watching it. It looks like four really good games on the slate this year.
I mean, the thing that strikes me about that game, and I wonder if anybody else feels the same way. I mean, we're talking about the disparity or the difference between how the North views the South and South views the North. I mean, this is it's always a game between the South champ and the North champ, but it feels like this is almost like Bonnie Eagle's been regarded as the top team all year. Thornton Academy was right up there with them. Yeah. They play, it's a 1-point game, and kind of like, okay, that makes sense. Then Scarborough comes in the playoffs and beats Thornton, so now it's almost like people are saying, oh, Bonnie Eagle, Thornton, Scarborough, that's your top three.
Right.
Wonder if Portland's feeling a little like, you know, hey, what about this North team's kind of getting, you know, where were you in the conversation? Yeah. Wonder if that's going to be a play here.
Yeah, I would think they feel a little bit slighted. There hasn't been a ton of talk about them, and they just kind of, you know, mowed their way through a North, which, you know, maybe doesn't have quite the depth or the top, you know, the great teams of Thornton Academies and Bonnie Eagles. But, you know, Portland's, you know, they've got some big game experience. They almost beat Thornton Academy last year. It was a close game in the fourth. I think tied in the fourth quarter to start. So this team, and they're really well coached. Coach Harmon does an outstanding job. So that's the theme you'll see again. All these games is there's some great coaches coaching, and that the credit to those guys. And they typically, when good coaches normally get their teams ready and go deep in November. So I don't know if that's why we're sitting here, Coach, but sometimes it doesn't work out.
No comment. Yeah. Well, and you know, on that note, actually, it's on what Drew said with C. It's kind of similar, you know, because you had Wells and Cape, and if I'm not mistaken, I feel the top two scoring defenses in the state. I think they gave up 30.
I think you're
40.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, outstanding. Regardless of what they do, they're very efficient. You know, Wells is a big team. They both like to run big. But now there's a little bit of talk out there. I feel MDI might be one of those teams doing the same thing. You know, saying, well, hey, what about us over here? Because now it's the whole Cape Wells.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's – and when you talk about Portland, people forget that, you know, 39 points per game. And, you know, their only loss of the season was to Scarborough, so.
And that was a 1 or 2 point game first week of the season.
Exactly, right. A long time ago. But yeah, sometimes, you know, that can, you look at the Kennebunk and Brunswick game, they both have things to prove, monkeys to get off their back. So, you know, I think they're all, you can put them on paper again, like we talked about earlier. It's a state game. You know, it's going to come down to who gets it done, really.
Yeah.
They're both going to be ready to play. And like Coach said, great coaches across the board. I'm sure they're all going to have them ready to go.
Should be a fun weekend. I'm certainly looking forward to it.
Definitely.
All right. Well, guys, thanks for coming in. Yeah. Coach Franzosi, Coach Lipper, appreciate your time
you
as always.
That. Thank you, absolutely.
For Drew Bonifant, I'm Travis Cesarczyk. Enjoy the state championship games, and we'll see you next time on Gridiron Gurus.